Blog Talk Radio.
Join us today, and we have a very special guest that is with us. Somebody I'm quite sure you're going to be just as excited as I am. And that is our guest, Ms. Joy Vine. It's been a pleasure doing our Pastors for Christ TV studio. But let me tell you, this woman of God has something you are not going to leave. The table not being full. Let's put it like that. It's going to be something that's going to educate it, going to inspire you, going to put you in a direction that you never thought.
Hello?
devil, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hello?
Miss Fawn.
Yes.
Your number's not coming up, so I'm trying to try to bring you up again to see what's going to happen.
I called in again.
Yeah, and I do hear you, but I called you from another number, so I'm thinking I might have to shut the show down and bring it back up. So that's what I'll do, and I'll call you right back. Okay.
Okay, yeah, maybe if you call me from your show number, that might help.
Okay, I'm going to check it out because it's still showing all these numbers on hold and it's supposed to show live. Call you right back.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, thanks.
Okay. Right. So let's see what we're going to do today. And I'm going to go ahead and play my music again and let's see what happens. All right. We're going to.
It's right.
Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me, Joy?
Hello there. Can you hear me now?
Hi. I can hear you well.
Yay! Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Your host is Joy Brown. We do have our special guest on the line, which is Miss Joy Vaughn. Is that Vaughn?
Yes, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Okay, we're going to start all over again, and I'm glad that we solved our problem. I don't know what could have happened, but born in Barbados, West Indies, Miss Vaughn is a member of Impact Church, South Florida, under Pastor Anthony and Rhonda Crawford. She's a graduate of Impact Church's Leadership Training Center and has successfully spearheaded departments and projects under her pastor's leadership. Ms. Vaughn is a graduate of Columbia University, New York, and will soon receive her doctorate from Novant University in higher education and brain-based leadership. As a passionate educator, her walk with the Lord has led her to create innovative programs and literature for adults and children in the faith-based and circular communities. Her books, Powerful People, Powerful Lives, and the 7-Step Empowerment series for the circular and Christian souls have helped many persons and organizations to find and fulfill their God-given purpose with velocity. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you a phenomenal woman, Miss Joy Vaughn. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to come and share with
yes.
your viewers and your listeners, right? So
yes,
great.
Yes. Awesome. Well, it's a blessing to have you on here. And let's just get into the interview. I lost a few moments, but you know what? I suppose the Lord knew it. That's why we're going to have you again on tomorrow.
Well,
awesome.
There you have it.
Yes.
There you have
tell
it.
Us
I'm just thrilled.
Oh, well, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your beginning.
So this journey and this walk with God has been a long one, but
uh-huh.
a good one. Like everybody else, gone through ups and downs, trials and tribulations. But there's one thing, my background, I come from amazing parents who really were believers themselves.
Okay.
And they always taught me, my mom in particular taught me a very valuable lesson. She says, Joy, no matter how much you get knocked down, God's got your back. You just get back up and you keep moving. And she
awesome.
Said, the other piece of advice I want you to know is, plan your life in decades and reinvent yourself every 5 years.
Mm. After 5 years?
After 5 years, you reinvent yourself.
Wow.
It was probably one of the best advice that she gave me because at one point in my life, I have had amazing careers, right? And
mm-hmm.
what is... The one of my greatest careers was in the area of occupational therapy. I was that for about 30 years. And you know how things go well, and then they don't go well?
Yes.
That's exactly what happened to me. And believe it or not, it came from going to the dentist.
Went
to the dentist, got mm-hmm. my wisdom tooth taken out, which was probably not a great idea when you're removing wisdom from your life, right?
All right, that's true.
And became, within about a week or two, became so very, very ill that I couldn't walk for a while and had to depend on my family to support
mm-hmm.
me. And it was really one of my darkest moments in my life.
Wow.
But like Paul on the road to Damascus.
So
it was at that time.
How long ago was that?
This was about 15 years ago.
Okay.
But all it right. changed my life, changed my right. career, because mm-hmm. I developed a very, very aggressive form of rheumatoid arthritis and mm-hmm. fibromyalgia. And, but God, what the enemy made for bad, God turned around and made it for good, because it was at that point he gave me the gift of being able to write.
Wow. My God.
And yeah, it was pretty intense. And all
wow.
of that, I wrote Powerful People, Powerful Lives. It took me maybe about a year to write, but 7 years to bring it to market.
Now, let me ask you a question, because you're making some profound principles and steps to hearing God, and when he makes a total change in the direction that you were going. Your life, when you really begin to, and it's called transformation, because
mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. It says, do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed. So you are being transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And the transformation, we know, starts in your mind.
Yes.
So what was that like? Because a lot of us, when we get to a certain age in our life and success, what we're looking for, hasn't came like we thought it would be like. Where do you, how do you accept the change?
Well, the one thing I know is God loves me. And
okay,
once you understand how much he loves you, and you have to come to that realization, it was part of my Damascus journey, right? It's really to understand
right.
how much God uh-huh. really loved me, and the love is
wow.
unconditional.
Okay.
And that's an individual walk that every
okay.
one of us, you know, needs to come
right.
to. But once you understand how much he does
uh-huh.
and that
yeah.
he is your best champion, your best cheerleader, he says
yeah.
he'll never leave you or forsake you. You look
right.
at the you know, all the characters in the Bible that he never left and forsaken, even Job. So
yeah.
I felt like a Jobette, really. Even
okay.
Job, who we took all the way down, you know, to Chinatown, as we say. And
right.
But there is something where you just get to the point where if you don't trust him, and if you
yeah.
don't get to know him, if you don't dig deeper, then
yeah.
the other alternative is just not acceptable.
Okay. You know what? As you're talking, it makes me think of Esau and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking, that particular passage or scripture in the book, it's so hard for people to understand why did God reject Esau's gift opposed to Jacob.
Do
you remember that? And
yes, I do.
It took me a while. Yeah, and if you don't mind, because what you're saying is resonating with trust.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows if you're trusting in him.
Exactly. And that
and
is a trust is a walk.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Because, Joy, to be quite honest, in our lives, people let us down. They the world itself is filled with more toxicity sometimes than it is good. There is so much good in the world. There is definitely God. We know God is good.
Right.
But in this journey of ours, it's to really focus on that rather than focus on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
That too is a discipline.
Okay.
And it's a way of thinking that you have
right.
to just adopt. First of all, you have to be committed to adopting
okay.
to adopting that. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, once you're committed to adopting that, the practices that you put in place are really being able to definitely increase your prayer life, definitely ask for direction, definitely to ask him how to trust. Sometimes you have to go there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then begin to just, like how you put a baby puts one foot in front of the other,
mm-hmm.
that is what it's equivalent to.
Okay.
But okay. Most people, I find, even us in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we can say all the amazing scriptures. We know them backwards and forwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the head, not the tail. I'm more than a conqueror.
Right.
You know, I'm going out there. I'm going to do what I need
yes.
to do.
Yes.
And then it only takes one person sometimes to say something to you.
Yes.
And you go so south to the border, we can't even find you. And you're done.
That's true. That, uh-huh.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to all the things you've been professing? And it takes all you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all that conversation that you were having? I'm the head and not the tail. What happened to all of that? Because that was good. I could work with you with that.
So what happens to it?
I think, you know, we know that God is a spirit and is a spirit of truth, right?
Yes.
But we are human beings, and I think in our humanity, we, our environment, the people that raised us, not all of
yeah.
us are raised
right.
in great situations, right? Some of us come
yeah.
from horrible adversities, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But believe it or not, two people can be raised in the same
mm-hmm.
negative environment. And one mm-hmm. will fight their way, claw their way to the top and say, like,
right.
never again. And the other one will go down the tunnel of despair. And this is something in human nature, you know, a lot of my background deals with looking at the brain and how people process information. And
mm-hmm.
what we find is that it's how you interpret what is happening to you.
Okay.
Information will come in. Information is always coming in. But moment by moment, you get to choose.
That's right.
And the people, more it's even now, you know, we chose today not to let the enemy win.
Right.
You could have canceled this broadcast. You could have gone some complete. But no, it's like, okay, God, you work this one out. You know, we're waiting. Whatever you need to do. And here we are. But
Joy, how do we change? How do you make that transition?
Oh, well, it's a couple of things. You have to, first of all, it's a commitment. Number
okay.
one, be like 100% sold out.
Okay.
To renewing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no question. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's 100% sold out.
100% sold out. Okay.
Then renew your mind. And then
okay.
begin to have the courage
uh-huh.
to look at and see what is that going to take.
Right. Okay, let's talk about courage, because I know one of your topics is courage. And I know you started off with as that solution is courage, right? So
yeah, we at CFG we have three solutions.
Mm-hmm.
There's the courage to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
The faith to keep you going. The gratitude to keep you humble.
Mm-hmm.
And the resiliency to keep you going for the long haul.
Okay. So how do you, when you're teaching your class, because you got a range of people in your class with different teaching, like you said, a different environment, how do you harness those minds to bring them in, to center attention, to receive what you're giving?
Well, again, you know, we're all believers, and I start there. What do you believe God says about you?
Okay.
And most people have them very, very positive things to say. And then we go a little bit deeper. All right, so what does that mean to you? What would that actually look like?
Okay.
If that were true. And that's where you get, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what that would look like. And then we have them go through exercises that would give them the courage to really look and create what that would look like. So we usually have them work on a focal point, whatever they want to work on.
Okay.
And then through the coaching and the guidance and the word, we use the word because the word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Okay.
So we use the word to be able to cut and slice through every single negative thought that you are going to come up against you.
Oh, wow.
And then we have you walk that out. I think we were talking earlier, right?
Yes.
The days of telling somebody what to do and expecting that they're just pick up and do it, those days are gone. 8% of people will. 92% will not.
Wow.
So what makes
the 8% do?
It is an unwillingness. They're sold out and they're committed to fulfilling what God has asked them to do. Like, no holds barred. Is it going to get hard? Yes. But they have written their vision and they've made it plain. And they're like, I don't care what's going down.
Okay.
This will get done. That's it.
Oh my goodness. I like that word. Yeah, I like that word. I don't care. And I like the way you said it, because it has a definition behind it.
You know, in the word it says, when all you can do is to stand, you just stand, flat-footed right there, let's do this.
Okay.
And it's a particular attitude that you have to have of courage and the attitude of a conqueror. But Joy, there's something else too. You have to surround yourself with people who can support what you're doing.
Right. Okay. You know what?
You have to be
that support system. Yeah, that support system can be very slim.
And that's okay. That's okay, because sometimes you don't want all that. You just need a slim one or two people. That's it.
Right.
And there are times when you're going to be on the skinny branches by yourself. And you think you don't have anybody with you. But you got God. You got God with you. You believe what he says. He's always there.
That's true. And you know, back to the scripture, like you said, we say, well, if God be for me, who can be against me? And I know we have our different scriptures that will pop up out of our mouth. And I do know also, when you start really learning the word, you're going to be challenged to, that word is going to be challenged in you to show whether or not you are standing on that word or It's just something that's coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. He will, because he has to know what he's got. Listen, what we say today, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm trusting you to do what I ask you to do, I'm going to test you. And everyone can pass the test. I don't believe that anyone cannot pass the test that they're given. But it's, do you have the faith to pass it? Do you have the resiliency to keep going, no matter what it looks like? Because life is not easy. And success is not a microwave journey.
Okay.
Nothing comes instantly. Nothing comes fast. And if it does, you know, you want to go, okay, let me look at that.
Oh, my God, why you say that? You said nothing comes fast, so there's always a process to get to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot bypass the steps or the process. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And most people want to go from 0 to 90 in 60 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But in that, they miss the juice. They miss the good part.
Okay.
Because the goodness and all the juice, the, you know, everything is in the struggle.
What's in the juice, Joy? What's
the
in
juice
the good
is,
part?
What's in the good part?
Yes.
Learning that everything that you go through is an opportunity. And nothing is wrong, nothing is ever bad, but every single thing you go through in life is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Opportunity to praise God, opportunity to thank God, because it's a lesson. I've learned so much over the years, particularly when I was really, really sick, right?
Wow.
I got to learn my body newly.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see how His grace was truly sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn how to do things differently, how
right.
to live my life differently, how to eat
mm-hmm.
differently.
Mm.
Because up until then, the things that I was putting in my body helped to facilitate all that toxicity.
So prior
but,
to this, were you really just so active where you were just doing everything, just automatically just doing stuff?
Exactly.
Then,
I was on automatic.
Oh. Ah. My goodness. So
you know, and
the sickness, did it just cause you to slow down the pace that you were going?
Yes.
And did it also, I guess, sometime when God is in the midst of things, because you were going so fast sometimes, and I know sometimes we think we're really listening to Him because things are going so well. And sometimes we do tend sometimes to take the credit for things that come our way without giving Him proper honor, because we're smart. We're just we're just intelligent beings, and we have when you know you can do stuff, you can just do it just automatically. It's like when somebody asks you, "Well, how do you do that?" Well, that's easy. All you got to do is this, and this, because that's how you do it. So you don't take the time to really slow down to educate people on the method or the role that they are. They might be a little slow and apprehensive in doing things that you do. And sometimes we take pride in that.
But it's a little arrogant, no? To think, hey, I can do this. And it all depends on how you sell it. Or
right.
how you put it across.
Okay.
I know that God is very, very patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm living and breathing and having and moving my being in him, and I mm-hmm. need to work every single day to be more mm-hmm. like him. And part of that is patience.
Right.
Okay. If I can be patient with myself, I can be patient with others.
Right. Exactly.
But joy, sometimes that's a challenge.
That is a challenge. But listen, I'm going to take a quick commercial because my time is set for today for 45 minutes. Because I knew you was going to be
okay.
coming on tomorrow. But I wanted to really give a breaking ground on talking to you today, and I really have enjoyed it. But we're going to take just a commercial break.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Hi, again, this is the pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown, and we have on our talk show today, Miss Joy Vaughn. But guess what? We're going to have her again on tomorrow also, and I'm going to make sure I extend the time a little bit longer on tomorrow, and we did have a little difficulty on today with the engineer. But Ms. Vaughn, what I would like you to do, you have a website that I want you to make sure you give that to us, and also how we can get involved with your workshops that you have. And then on tomorrow, we're going to go in more depth about the 7 Steps of Empowerment series.
Okay. So the website is cfg.world, and C stands for courage, F stands for faith, and G stands for gratitude. And that is what we call a resiliency walk. It's a 3-step process that once the students go through this, at the end of it, we're finding that they get whatever God has for them very quickly, and they come out stronger, more focused. They really are now walking and living the word rather than talking about it. I want to say this is an initiative that started by a group of believers. We're all at a point in our lives now where we are free enough to be able to empower us, empower others. And that's what our life's work is about moving forward.
Awesome. Now, is there a phone number also that someone can contact you on?
Yes. The phone number is, I'll give you the one that's easily accessible, is 754-244-4241. The number on the website also connects to this number, but because this is your show and it's a special opportunity, that is a number that people can get me at.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I have, and I'm quite sure those that are listening, the pastors for Punch TV Studio have really, I've enjoyed just talking to you today. I can just feel the passion that you have in your voice and the willingness to just give out information about the ministry. But we're going to take up again on tomorrow. It's going to be at 3:00, and we're going to probably have an hour on tomorrow. So get prepared for all the things that she's going to be sharing with us today. And again, on behalf of our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and the Punch TV Studio staff, we want to say thank you, Ms. Vaughn, for you coming on our show today. And we're going to have you again on tomorrow.
Okay, I'm so looking forward to it. And really, really thank you, Joy, for the opportunity. I love what I do.
Thank you.
And I'm so grateful to God that he's given me the gift to be able to do it.
Awesome.
And so we'll see you again on tomorrow at the same time.
Yes.
And you be blessed.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.